What did you call that? Becca?
Deca.
What's Deca? How you spell it?
D-E-K-K-A, right?
What's Deca? What is it?
Some Caribbean concoction.
Caribbean concoction.
Chris gave me.
Deca, hit you with a 1-2 stepper. Is it good? What it taste like?
It's sweet. It's like supposed to be like a wine, right?
Yeah, it's an organic wine.
I'm a fuck with some Deca then. Fuck that. I'm down to Deca. I'm down with some Deca. Fuck it. Yeah, let me get some in a little bit. So I'm gonna get a couple.
It's
good for your boy.
who taught you, boy?
all his friends are Haitian, bro.
you doing this to you like this, man? Yeah. Strong, like
strong all night. You strong all night.
Now you have girlfriend? Listening. NDO podcast.
Baby girl, what is your name?
Sandra.
Her name is Sandra.
Sandra,
where are you from?
Miami.
Miami.
Gorgeous.
Ladies and gents, niggas and niggettes.
Wow.
Welcome to another special episode of the Niggas with Opinions podcast.
Indeed.
Go ahead and sing and croon to them tunes. Bless.
It always hurts. We some niggas with opinions. Bitch, we some niggas with opinions. Bitch, we some niggas. With opinions, bitch, we some niggas. With opinions, bitch, we some nigga with a pin, 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 nigga bitch, you need a pin, it's coming. Get them from these niggas, get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need opinions coming, get them from these niggas. Get them from these niggas, get them from these bitches. Hey, it's me, Ricky Benny Chris. Who watched you know do the podcast like this? I got my dog, IG Banda, IG Kanda, it's my friend Sandra. On the radio quarantine, shake that ass real mean. She's a legend, you bitches ain't. So cool, I make you bitches faint. Stroke, I make you bitches paint. That's good enough for me right there. Ooh,
that was gas.
Ladies and gents, welcome back. This is the NWO podcast coming to you live and direct each and every week. I'm 1/4 of your host, Bennessy. Take a shot of me. And I'm joined by the terrible twosome plus
yo.
Ricky the Prince.
Yo.
And I got the vegan trap lord in the building.
Gang.
And we have a very, very special return guest, but she has not returned the same. She is. She is an overnight celebrity. One of her biggest assets is now considered one of the 8 wonders of the world.
Come on.
Ladies and gents, I'm talking about Classic Woman.
Shut down Instagram.
Hey.
Round of applause.
Thank you for inviting me back here.
Real quick.
Oh, Lord.
I need round of applause. And what was the other? You just said
overnight
another song.
Celebrity.
Overnight celebrity. As the two choices. We're going to decide those for Song of the Week.
Okay.
Continue. My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Hey, guys.
I just want to know everything from the start. Okay. For those unfamiliar, Sandra was on quarantine radio with Tory Lanez. It was her who got the live shut down because she's stubborn and she wanted to kill that shit. She wanted to slaughter the competition, so she wins where nobody else would go, and thus getting that shit shut the fuck down.
was fucking trending on the Twitter for two fucking days straight under like two names. Like people were looking at you for your real name under Classic Woman. Like you, what? How the fuck did you get there?
So, on a Tuesday afternoon. Okay, first of all, I normally don't request to go live with someone at all. The reason why I hit request on Tori, because I actually heard it was a girl that was on there, and she made like $5,000. Mm. That's what I heard. So I'm like, in my head, I'm like, wow, $5,000 for twerking for 30 seconds? Who wouldn't want to do that? You get what I'm saying? So he got, I guess he was banned for like the whole weekend, like from Friday to, you know, Tuesday. And so he got back on Tuesday. And he got on at 3 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. But I requested live like around 5. When I requested live, I totally forgot. I didn't think I was going to actually be on live with him. Mind you, it was over 200,000 people watching him. You get what I'm saying? Jeez. So at that time, I was eating dinner. I was chilling. It was 5 people before I even got on. It was Tiffany Haddish, Danny Lane. She's an artist. It was Johnny Blade. Mm. You know, he even said it. He was like, yo, we had Johnny Blades on. He's
that's
the one who hyped me up.
Yeah. Right there.
You get what I'm saying? So once I got on, it says connecting with Tory Lanez. I was so shocked because I was on watching his live for over 30 minutes, not thinking that I would go on. It's
watching
like
his TV. Yeah.
Right. It's like playing the lottery. Who would have think you going to actually win, you know, the lottery? It's the same thing. So I got on live and
it got live.
You shut that shit down.
Yeah. My ass.
Okay. So now you got there to twerk. You mooned us and you twerked with baby oil with no panties on.
I didn't have milk, so I had no choice but to use.
No. Hey, I respect it. I watched the video several times from multiple different angles.
As someone who finds milk utterly repulsive, I appreciate it.
Yeah. So I guess what made you go the extra mile?
Because I was wearing granny drawers. That's why.
No, but you.
My panty. So in my head, okay, look, I didn't know it wasn't that bad when I was wearing the granny drawers and I was twerking. It didn't really look that bad.
So
but when I got, when I looked and I was like, ew, because I'm not even matching. I don't wear clothes when I'm home. Like, what's the point? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a sports bra, panties. I'm chilling at home. So clearly I wasn't expecting this, okay? Because if I was prepared, I would have wore a thong, a matching set. I would have looked cute. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Set. That shit, yeah, because it really is.
Right.
That's dope.
All the girls, they were prepared for it. They were cute. I'm the only one, like, looking like, ugh.
And here's what's crazy. Like, while searching, because I'm not going to lie to you, when I saw that you were on the live, I spent hours searching for the video. So in doing so, I came across a lot of comments about you.
Right.
People are calling you legendary, the alumni, one of the best to ever do it.
Quarantine,
like,
babe,
whenever they're doing,
queen.
Like, a list.
Right.
You keep coming up as top 4 on that list.
Wow.
Wow. But how does it feel? You got Tory Lanez's Instagram shut down.
Our meek and humble friend,
yeah,
Sandra.
I did.
Wow.
So and people started blaming me because, you know, after, I guess, the CEO of Instagram got interviewed, and he also watched it. So he was like, nudity. There's no nudity. So we had to, you know, follow the guidelines and ban it.
I'm shocked they didn't like remove your account or something.
Oh, thank God they didn't. Yeah, I was scared too, like when I heard that, because people started tagging me and, you know, like,
a bunch
you're
of bullshit.
The yeah.
Fuck you.
Thank God.
Fuck you, bitter fucking hater. Fuck you,
hater.
What was I gonna
but
say?
That's the only reason why I took down my panty. I wasn't drunk. I was sober. That was the only reason, because I didn't think it was looking cute.
Hey, fuck that. Magnificent job.
That's the only
magnificent
other
work.
Than that, I mean, spoken I don't like regret anything.
You know, I've seen lots of work in this genre. Magnificent work.
I know.
Talk to me
I look up to your boldness.
Thank you.
Talk to me about your Cash App and your social media sense.
Okay.
Because I was looking, you were showing me your page views. And
right.
You were at 50,000 for the week. What's wild is that, like, you were, like, there or more earlier this week.
Right.
So like it's steady.
Right.
50,000 people are visiting your Instagram a day. How many followers have you gained since?
Over 5,000.
Giggity. And your Cash App went off, I'm assuming, because rich niggas were there as well.
Yeah, I don't have to make any payment arrangement this month.
Giggity.
Mm-hmm. I don't have to wait for the stimulus check. I can pay my bill with no problems.
You were also saying since the last time you were on this show, you made the decision to go full time with the modeling.
Yes.
Talk to us about that too, please. Talk to us about it.
Yes. You know, I have an agent. She helps me out with different gigs.
What's her name?
Her name is Gigi, but the agent I'm with is Beyond Beauty Talent.
Nice. Okay.
And one of the biggest gigs I got was working with Ulta Beauty. It's a beauty store. It's like one of the biggest beauty store in the United States.
Nice.
Yeah. So I have I did their summer ad. Word. So hopefully if things pick up and we're no longer in lockdown, you'll see my face all over.
Come on.
The store.
Let's give some congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now,
I also asked you this off air, but I'm going to ask you again, right? Now, Tory Lane had 350,000 people watching that live. You were trending on Twitter for 2 days.
Jesus. Okay.
When you search your name, and OnlyFans, it's at least 3 pages long. Why have you not given us one? Are you not trying to go that route? Do you not want it? Because at this point, like, we know with the internet, eyes and viewership immediately means money.
Right.
If people are looking, you should charge them for it. Mm-hmm. So my question is, why no OnlyFans?
Yeah, that's the number one question I've been getting. Like, do you have an OnlyFans? Send me the link. I want to subscribe. I did have one. It was a joke. Because people always say, oh, you got fans. You got fans. I'm like, no, I don't. And I'm like, okay, let's create one and see if I really got fans. But only 6 people subscribe. So I made like maybe $40. And I used the same pictures I have on my Instagram on there. So I didn't use any new content.
Was that post or pre busting it wide open on Tory Lanez's
last year? That was last year.
Come on.
Do another temperature check. The water's hot.
So
water steaming hot.
Yeah, a lot of guys been asking me about OnlyFans page. I don't know.
Take their money while they're still asking. Hey.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I agree.
And I got, you know, is people from all over the world writing me. Amsterdam, UK, Australia. It's crazy because they don't have Cash App, so they had to PayPal me because they don't have Cash App.
You're my thick, isn't it?
If you had to guess how much money would you think?
Shaking those cheeks, are you?
Your girl's gone mad.
Your cheeks gone mad, ain't it?
Because I can't really, you know, it's Cash App, like.
Yeah.
So it's different. Like, I just accept. So.
She said she made about a stack.
I went, fuck, man.
For 2 minutes? That's not bad.
And that's
amazing.
It could be recurring. On goddamn OnlyFans.
Yeah, that could be like monthly.
Every 2 minutes?
I ain't going to shake my ass every 2 minutes.
Nah, you ain't got to do that.
You record the video and then post it.
Stop being creepy, guys. Just know. All
right. No, let me tell you the creepiest thing, though.
Please.
So as soon as the live ended, right, my phone went ballistic. It went crazy. And so I have my email on my Instagram, which is my iCloud email. Mm-hmm. You know what niggas do? They copy my email, save it on their phone, and FaceTime me.
Oh, okay.
So I got a FaceTime. I'm like, who is this?
Jacking his dick?
Jacking his dick off and saying how much.
Wow.
Yes. I have That's niggas disgusting. Said they bust a nut from the
you
live.
You niggas are crazy.
Yeah. So, and it's multiple emails. I'm getting FaceTime.
That's like a step past DM.
I never thought about that. Like,
you can't use the email address to make a FaceTime.
Yeah.
Y'all boys don't.
Right.
Don't FaceTime my iCloud with jack email. Off, guys.
Yes.
That's too far.
Yes.
It's kids in here.
I'm mad that I guessed it and he was jacking off.
Right. He did. He was like, how much? That's how much? Sick. And then he kept FaceTiming me. I had to like hurry up and block him.
It's you only funny it because that means he was loading it up before he dialed the number.
That's sick, bro. That's fucking sick.
Yeah.
I don't know, Sandra, we're happy as fuck to have you back. That shit. I mean, that's just dope, man, because that shit can instantly change your life. Like, you were already modeling, and this shit can only boost your profile. Hopefully, we can get a fucking interview with your famous ass next year.
For real. For sure. After
don't forget about us, man.
The Ulta summer line. And
the fuck?
Who knows what else is to come.
When I hit her and told her to come on, I didn't think she was going to do it.
Why? You thought I was already.
Yeah, I already thought she was like.
No, she's gone already.
She's out of here. She's out of here.
We lost her, guys.
I was like, hey, pull up. I said, hey, pull up. We ain't got Corona. She's like, sure. I was like,
what's
wait,
the
really?
First thing? As soon as the video went in the group chat, what is the first thing I said?
Get her on.
ASAP. We can't bring her back. Is she not fucking with us anymore? How long has this been out? I don't know.
No, she's home.
Yeah, it's been crazy. People asking to be my manager.
I bet.
Yeah, hosting parties. Once
fuck you
this...
want to manage.
Here's my advice with managers, okay?
You don't need them.
Now, most of the time you don't need them, but don't get anybody who don't have shit going on.
A manager okay? should work for you.
You need a success story first. Don't come to me you. With your dreams. Yeah. Who have you managed already?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, right.
I'm not your fucking project.
I'm not your project, yeah.
I'm not your project. I'm not your experiment. Yeah, yeah, fuck who have you managed already? How much money are they making?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If a nigga can't answer those things for you, motherfuck him.
And then other people just sending me live. Have you been on other live, like Little Boosie?
I've been there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. They, I mean, they're all okay.
I have to end it when he starts to take his bubble baths.
Boosie?
Yeah.
Really?
He does lives from him taking a bath.
Like,
I didn't know that.
That was earlier today. I was like,
that sounds like
this quarantine easy. Radio and all that shit, these people, Boosie started that shit first.
Right. Mm-hmm. But Tory Lanez give his props to Boosie.
Yeah, too. But it's just Tory Lanez reaches a different demographic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boosie can only appeal to so many people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Them Canadians.
Yeah.
Canadians.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's another thing. He probably got loyal fans.
Tory Lanez is different. Like, he's global.
Right.
Very much.
Is he in Miami?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
No, because like
he lives in Miami.
That apartment, I'm trying to see where it, like.
I think he's in Miami.
It looks like a Miami apartment.
I think that's
Miami.
Why he got so hype.
Miami!
Yeah, you saw how hype he got? Yeah.
Quarantine.
If he's still getting
haircuts. Have any
Miami.
Verified checks hit you up?
I seen a couple of blue checks, but I don't know them, so.
Professional skateboarders and shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I try not to answer. Like, it was just too
fucking
much DM,
TikTok,
so
guys.
It's like.
Oh, she was showing us her DM. She has over 500 DMs, like, and you know, in the request folder. Like,
oh,
there's
man.
Hundreds and
if
hundreds
you need
of
me
DMs
to,
in there.
I will go through your DMs and seek out where the money is. I will clear out all the fuck shit. All I'll go through their profiles and see how many times they wear those outfits.
And the thing is that they'll ask me, what's my Cash App? You know my Cash App. Like, it's my same name.
They want a response.
Yeah, they want attention.
They want a conversation.
Right.
Fuck out it. Because they tell you something. You write me, what's my Cash App? You got my attention. Wow.
But you know it.
You know it, bitch. All right, let's get into it.
That's crazy.
Ben, do you know, like, your old lady's type? Like, if you guys, like, walked into a room, like, would you know what niggas she'd find attractive?
Oh. I laugh because I do know. She did have a type before me, and I clown her for it every time.
What's your old lady's type?
Men who are, like, 5'5", little dark-skinned guys, and maybe bald-headed.
Why?
I don't know. The last two, they look
strange.
They look like that.
Little Haitian men.
remember that one time we ran into one of her friends from college?
Yeah.
At a public house?
Yeah.
That same mold. That same type of guy. 5'5", dark skin, maybe balding.
Wait, but and that's what she's attracted to?
As far as I'm concerned. Because I looked at the track record. I've seen the last two.
Why like, would you be with these niggas if you ain't like them?
I mean, that's my question.
So then, if you walk into a room, do you know the kind of man your woman finds attractive?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of throw that off. So I would say it's me now.
So you're her type?
Yeah.
Great. Richard, do you know what type of
that'd
man
be, I mean, if you have a girlfriend, that's the obvious answer. Right?
Yeah, fuck you, bitch. You may not be her type.
But what man would say that? Would say that? Like
somebody telling the truth?
Every man would say, I'm her type. You know what I'm saying?
Are you her type?
Yeah, she likes dark skinned niggas.
Has she dated niggas like you before?
All her niggas are dark that she's ever dated.
But that can't be them. That's the only thing you guys have in fucking common. That doesn't make you all alike, bitch.
I don't know anything about them. She just says she likes dark men. Like she's into
so
dark
then
men.
you don't know what kind of man you're like your lady finds attractive. I'm asking this, for example, like, when you walk into a room...
She likes dark-skinned dudes with strong features.
Okay.
You know, like this. You know who to the finest nigga in the world. The nigga that played on Amistad, Give Us Us Free, who was married to Kamora Simmons.
Digimon.
She thinks he is like absolutely stunning.
Because he got strong ass features.
That's her type.
You kind of look like that nigga.
She thinks I look like him.
You look like that nigga.
So she's like,
what do you do? And then you gave her a little Asian baby just like he did.
I don't know where you got Asian from, but I'm wrong with it.
Only because, like, most of the time, like, when you walk into a room with the old lady and there's a bitch that's your type, like, your bitch knows before you do. Like, women can see your type and she knows what type of nigga, what type of woman you're going to find attractive. So I guess what I'm trying to see is if, can men do the same thing? Like, can you walk into a room?
Based off of what she tells me, I think I can.
So you think you could walk into a room and point out the kind of dude your old lady would find attractive?
Yeah.
Chris, how about you?
What about me?
You're not paying attention.
Sandra.
Yes.
Do you think you could walk into a room and pick out who your significant other would find attractive? Is that a thing?
Yeah. If I had a significant other. But yeah, I think so. Because normally you can tell your significant other type based on what they had in the past as well.
I'm trying to think, is just the past track record always going to be the best, I guess, the best way to decide what their type is?
But your significant other should tell you what their type is, usually.
I would assume they would have told you.
Some people get what they can get.
No, but that doesn't mean that you should have a type, though. You get what you get if you're ugly.
But I'm saying, though, that means that even if you have a type and you get what you get, that means that I can't base your type based on your track history. Because no matter what your type is, you've been getting what you've been getting.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because me and my, we had that conversation. Like, I'm like, she asked me, like, what's her type? I told her what my type was, and then I asked her what her, she asked me what my type was, and vice versa. Like, we actually said what our types were. So I knew what her type is. Like, she's like I said, she's like a dark-skinned dude with strong features. So if we walk into a building and there's a dark skinned dude who's an African nigga or like a Haitian nigga with strong family. Like, you'd like that nigga.
little open shirt.
Yeah. You would like that nigga. Like, yes, I would.
Keep my eye on
Whenever I nigga. Find, whenever we go anywhere and there's a short, ugly black Haitian man in the room, I fuck with him.
You funny like, as fuck.
No, but I'm saying.
Didn't you used to date him?
Are you saying that because she dated him or she told you that's her type?
No, because she dated him. We never had that conversation.
Oh, so she's never told you what her type is.
I've told her what my type was.
No, I know, but I'm saying. Yeah, but
women are so good at this game. So because that means she can walk into
So you don't know yet, really, if what her type
We never had that, like, specific conversation about that.
Yeah.
For her. But for me, yeah, we have.
Because where my mind goes is that those 5'5 niggas just could have been who was convenient.
Yeah.
But once she got to a nigga with some height, jackpot. I don't need them little niggas no more.
Yeah.
Nah, it's bad. I should lean off of it because I clown her every time.
You need to find out her type, nigga.
Yeah.
Every time.
You, I'm finding out what her type
is. He could be in the room. You see, Ricky knows to watch the African niggas. He knows.
Listen to me, Ben. It's pertinent information,
Can I ask
man.
A question? Okay, so since we talking about, like, type, after the live and I spoke to my friends, they're like, you'll never get wifed up after this. So that's why I want to ask you guys. What do you think, like, the fact that I did something like that, would sound you still like wife up a
that
girl like me?
Like
yeah.
I
don't know what that has to do with getting wifed up.
One of the chambers
I don't know,
because
I guess I showed my ass and it's...
I think the proof is in the pudding. There are plenty of women who show their ass constantly.
There are plenty of women
Tory
on camera.
Tory Lanez had at least 3 married bitches on his life.
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
There are married
women
on camera choking on penis. At the end of the day, what you do on camera changes nothing.
That
okay?
There are married women choking on penis on camera.
So there's right. Nothing. I shouldn't be
Listen,
worried.
Listen, there are girls who have OnlyFans doing crazy shit with whole ass fiancés out here.
Yeah,
okay. Sometimes
like, that shit don't mean a
y'all
fucking
hear
thing.
That
shit don't mean a fucking thing.
Sometimes when people say shit to you, you have to really think about what that shit means about them.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So like when somebody tells you that you'll never be wife because you did this, like they're literally not doing what they want to do in fear of being chosen. Like that's wild.
Yeah.
Hate.
That's wild.
Yeah.
You got a little hate in your heart.
It comes from a little hate.
You wish you could bust it wide open too.
Right.
Yeah. You do.
You want to bust it wide open. That deep down in your soul.
Like if I'm a female and my friend did that, that's the last thing I'm saying to my friend. Well, no one's ever gonna wife you up because of that, huh? Because I danced on camera, like
I don't know, bro.
The two don't coincide. Like it just doesn't coincide.
Right.
The numbers don't lie. I'm seeing the numbers, my friend. I'm
telling you. Yeah, mm-hmm. It doesn't coincide.
I'm just talking about. Like, now we know that internet is money. Following right. is money. Yeah.
Nigga, please.
You can turn all of these eyes into dollar signs. If your friend would have said
to you, like, let's say you were in a relationship at the time you did it, and your friend would have said, hey, I could see why your boyfriend is angry at you for doing that.
Right.
Or why your boyfriend probably is going to break up with you. I could see that. But to right. say, oh, they're not going to wife you up. No, that's...
You
like,
see, they're says like that speaking, to you... Go ahead, Ben.
No, they're like trying to speak what your future is going to be. Fuck, mm-hmm. fuck them.
It's kind of weird.
Who do that's they weird. Know has that problem?
Yeah.
And with
like, yeah, that I was saying, like, clearly like, all these niggas like, in my head, like,
what you got to do is ask her why your boyfriend felt comfortable expressing himself and his disdain for what you've done to her.
No that's, way. Did I miss that?
Yeah, that's what she just said. If your homegirl says that your boyfriend didn't like it, that means that she spoke to him about it. How the hell y'all talk?
I mean, she called her watching. Could you believe
yeah.
this?
Yeah.
The fuck out like, of no.
That's the type bitch, of girl that's going to fuck your man. You better
now,
be careful.
Don't get me wrong, right?
Watch out.
There definitely is a personality that can't deal with that.
Right.
You understand?
For sure.
Right? And no, that's, hey, yeah. But fuck that. Like, I don't think it's everybody's personality.
Mm-hmm. There's a personality, but that's just not the guy for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's just not the guy for you, so...
So there's still hope.
It's somebody out here for everybody.
I mean, nigga, fuck. Kim Kardashian. I mean,
come on.
Shit.
Like I said.
I'm just thinking about it because.
Listen.
Like, I don't know any women who model, whether it be modeling, anything that's. I don't know. I guess you can make money using your body. I don't know anybody who has those jobs.
We had an OnlyFans girl come on here. Her name is Dominican Wright, who came on the show. And she does all types of shit on her OnlyFans. And there's niggas out there that will wife her. She does everything.
No, but, like, that's never been a deterrent for
me. That's what I'm saying. It's never, like I'm saying, that's not a deterrent. Like, people, right. porn stars get married. Like, girls who have sex tapes, they get married. Like, it's just,
yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Somebody wiped up a slut like Ricky. Come on.
That's crazy. I don't know where that's coming from.
The risk she took.
Wow.
Fucking with a slut like
this
you.
This is insane. And Ben's gonna cut all this out. What is he talking about?
Me and Chris are laughing because Ben doesn't cut out shit. That's why we're laughing.
Ben's on his phone laughing at you.
The fuck is wrong with this?
He's gonna edit this out of YouTube too, right?
Sure.
We damn sure watch the video together.
All right, Chris. I'm gonna do this.
Is he gonna answer it?
I don't know. We're gonna see how this goes.
What? Hold on. Let me set the ambiance. Right. Give me 1 second.
Is he gonna answer? That's the thing.
I answer a question.
Oh please! You answer the question with a question. You create your own question.
Just trying to figure shit out. Excuse me for trying to figure shit out, bro. All
right, Chris. If you walked in a room full with a random assortment of other men,
boss,
your significant other being. Hey, just a warm-blooded person, human being. She can't help but be attracted to people. It's life. So my question is, if you walked into a room, a random room, could you pick out the individual that she might potentially be attracted to? If she were to be attracted to a person.
Oh.
I think you phrased that question beautifully.
Fuck, I used every word.
There's no way.
There's no way.
Way he cannot answer this. Like, okay. you.
All right.
If he doesn't answer this, fuck him.
He's fucking with me.
Yeah, fuck him.
Because
there's no way.
People have to be feel like I'm the difficult
one. No.
But I'm trying here.
You worked really hard to phrase that
Thank
question.
Thank you, brother.
There's no way he could fuck you on this.
All right. Okay. Great. Great.
Y'all done massaging each other now? Yes, I would be able to recognize.
Okay, great. Wait, so is it because you know it because you guys have had the conversation or is it because of history?
Nah, track record. She like light skin, I guess.
Okay.
Is
Just the way he said it was funny.
It takes a puff.
I remember fucking Elijah's mother was attracted to skinny Spanish niggas. So I was like, what? Yo, so when she first came from Haiti,
she was attracted to Mark Anthony.
Yes. So when she first came from Haiti, she went to fucking school in Carroll City, I guess. And there were no Haitian immigrants there. There were only Hispanics. So she hung out with the Hispanic immigrants. She still speaks fluent Spanish because of that shit. So I guess her type growing up was young Mark Anthony niggas.
What was available?
Yeah, that's what was.
But what was available?
Right,
young fat black nigga. That's what was available. What she had access to. So real shit. If you look at her track record, it's not a reflection of her type at all.
At all, yeah. That's why I don't go off of that.
Yeah, because that track record means shit. I'm who she was able to get.
Because some of my track record ain't my type.
It only matters if they're choosing. If they're choosing, then you can say off the track record.
Yeah, but if it's somebody who probably out here settling, then
and
no.
And they being chosen.
Yeah.
They don't have no track record.
I just think what Bizza is funny. He says he looks for the shortest, blackest, and baldest nigga.
I look for the ugliest, shortest, baldest black guy in the room. And I say, hey, babe, didn't you date him?
That's such a bad type. That's such a horrible type, dog. A T-Tonton?
Little Haitian niggas talking out of work from security and Ben is pointing them niggas out. You're a dick.
Oh, shit.
Security.
Oh shit.
I saw a conversation online, bro, and I thought it was crazy. It was a tweet that asked, what was the lowest you've ever gone in an argument? And then some of the responses was, your mother died because she couldn't wait to stand to be away from you.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Or told a mother, a nigga with parents, that's why you don't have any fucking family. Like, that's what I saw.
Oh, God.
But it's like, you have to remember that sometimes when you're arguing, you can become somebody else, and furthermore, like, when you get hurt, sometimes the inclination is to hurt back as hard as you can. So my question is, if you're willing to share it, what's the lowest or the hardest you've ever gone in an argument?
I'm nice. I don't know.
Yeah? So you don't hit below the belt?
I told a girl I was dating once that we were dating for a few years, and we got into an argument, and I told her, I never loved you. I only love what you do for me. It was bad.
Jeez. That's tough. That's tough.
We never recovered. Never recovered.
You can't JK that shit.
Where's hurt?
It never. Yeah. We never recovered.
That's what I was gonna say though. Like, I'm not. I don't think that I've said things that would necessarily like that. But I might say like "fuck you" in a manner that you really feel that shit. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
She has said some pretty fucked up shit to me too. And you know what I'm saying? It usually comes out of hurt. So shit like that. So I was like, bitch, I gotta get even with you. So I said some shit like that.
Did she call you like a fuck boy? That's usually no, like her word.
I forgot what she said. Because like fuck boy, like for me, fuck boy doesn't offend me. It's like that's like my name.
I eat those for breakfast.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's like my name.
Because some guys get hurt because
nah,
of that.
Not me. Wow.
I don't know
why hood niggas act like fucking niggas is a big thing.
Yeah, it's like okay.
Fuck niggas the line you can't cross.
Yeah,
you're like, extremely
absurd. Shut up. Like, shut up. Hey, fuck nigga, I'm like, oh, that's my name. It's like saying Ricky.
You call me an unfit father, I want to fight. Fuck nigga.
Yeah, fuck nigga.
You really want to hurt my feelings?
Yeah. You want to grind my gears and so. Insult me as a parent. Absolutely. Then now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
Right.
If you want to hurt my feelings.
Yeah. Now I'm offended.
Yeah. Now I'm fucking offended.
Fuck nigga.
But you call me fuck nigga. Like, oh, come on. That's a snack.
My mom calls me that.
Somebody called me a classic hoe.
Okay.
Whatever. I actually laughed. Yeah. I was like,
I give that a
classic
D for creativity.
Oh, okay. Cool. I can roll with that.
Somebody said my curtain was rusty. Like, I don't.
Hey.
Okay.
Your curtain was pretty nice. Okay.
Your curtain was fine.
It's crazy what people.
All right. Curtain was fine.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't look at the curtain.
Right, like,
I didn't look at the curtain once.
The curtains were eclipsed by the ass anyway.
What draws were that? I think it was Haynes. I don't know.
People are so
niggas have the ability to pause and rewind and zoom.
Yeah.
In. Stop
that's
being a hating ass nigga.
That's weird, bro. Just
get that little bit of hate out your heart.
But yeah, but usually people when they people
get a little bit, get that shit out your spirit, bitch.
Come on.
Yeah, but people are arguing, they hurt, they start, you know, you tend to say certain things.
Right.
Like,
because that's the thing. And like, you said it because you guys were both saying harmful things.
Harmful things to each other, yeah. So it's like, and the relationship was dwindling down. You know, it's, you know, when you're on your way out.
So it was real hurt.
It was just real hurt. It's like, so it was bad. And like I said, we never recovered from that situation. But that's the meanest thing I probably ever said to somebody. And other than that, I would say things like Chris said, like, fuck you, like shit like that. But you, in a way, you feel it.
Did you learn from
saying that? I would never say anything like that again.
That's good. Like,
she smacked me, but I would never, never say anything like that again to somebody, you know? It's fucked up.
So, since you can't remember anything that you've said that, I mean
nice. Right now, I've been getting the backlash, so I can't.
She's receiving that.
I will say this. You're handling it well. Not a lot of people deal well.
But you know, I've been ranked all my life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's the beauty about being growing up Haitian and down here. You know what I'm saying?
I've been ranked all my life. So like, calling me a whole Saint Grant, talking about my panty, all that is like, okay, whatever. God. I got money.
What's up?
I got money out of it. I didn't do it for free.
This is work.
Right. Because he even got on live like that Friday. I guess, you know, he was on probation, so they let him go on live.
Yeah.
And they're like, jump on. I'm like, he didn't ask for any Cash App. Why would I jump on?
Come on.
That was the point of me going on.
You heard $5,000 was in the streets.
Exactly.
And you had to go see what it was about.
You think I'm a twerk for free? No. Yeah.
Get that money.
Not on live. I won't.
I'm not a fucking volunteer.
Exactly. You see, I was like, put my Cash App.
Profit.
I was quick. Like, he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Give me 10 seconds.
The Prophet Juicy J once said, bands will make her dance.
Exactly. That's me. Yep.
He did say this.
He did say this.
He did.
That's funny.
I'll have the oil ready and everything.
Anybody else say anything mean, or is it just me? Anybody else say anything mean to someone, or was it just
no,
me?
I was going
to
ask Ben, actually. God damn, that was tough, though, Rick.
Yeah, I mean, it was. It was bad.
I don't recall this being mean, but it's definitely petty. So there's this one young lady I was dating. She was from Lauderhill. I'm not sure what I was thinking. But there was one day where she wanted some food, and she asked me to order it for her. And I was like, how much is it? And she was like, what you asking for the price for? What, you ain't got it? And I said, no, I got the money. It's just that bill that you asked me to pay for your little raggedy-ass Metro PCS phone, I'm taking that money and deducting it from your allotted allowance.
It's funny as fuck that your complaint is a bill complaint.
And it's funny because I actually remember this.
Wait, you asked me for food. Mm-hmm. I ask you how much, and you sass me?
Yes. The audacity.
Ungrateful.
The audacity.
Ungrateful.
Okay, in the Haitian culture, you're always out in gras. Okay, ungrateful.
Bro, man, I would have words for her. You broke, bitch. What the fuck are you?
So you want me to pay your Metro bill and feed you,
Metro.
Too?
Metro. Metro.
Yeah, it was a Metro.
She's from out of here.
That's why I knew it was a Metro. That's why I made sure to mention that it was a Metro.
Yikes.
Just to remind her.
Where you are.
Where you are.
Remind her. Put her back in her place. The fuck? Talk to daddy like that.
You're not going to edit that part out?
No.
You see that? I'm not very proud of this, but I once told somebody who had a miscarriage that,
oh my God.
Jesus.
All right.
I told her that everything that she touches turns into death.
Damn.
I remember
bro.
That story.
And you was talking about Ricky.
I remember that.
Ago? What the fuck?
I said everything. I said, well, only because.
Jeez. I think you shared that on Facebook.
I didn't want this kid. And she was gung-ho about it. When the kid fucking, when the miscarriage happened, she came to me like, this is what happened. I was like, good for you, bitch. This happened because you're a miserable bitch and everything you touch just turns into death.
Oh my God.
I wish it was you.
No, you did not say that.
I believe he said that.
I believe he did. He has no problem.
He's a cold man.
He's a cold man.
Please don't tell me I had sex right after, like,
Mr. Freeze.
That was it, right?
No, eventually we fucked again.
Damn.
I mean, I didn't want her to die.
You're like toxic Moses. If future is toxic Jesus, you are toxic Moses.
I didn't want her to die. I was just really upset. I apologize. It wasn't nice.
No. What were you upset about? The baby's gone. You should have been, like, elated.
No, but she came here like, I didn't want this shit anyway. What are you coming to me for? You looking for sympathy? After I begged you for 2 months not to do this, now you want to hand up? Fuck you.
So you pray for this?
Huh?
Pray?
No. I didn't. Don't get me, because I didn't think it was going to come out in my favor.
Okay.
I must have been. I still haven't dropped out of college yet, so I've been fucking 20 maybe.
Like, I remember, what if it didn't happen?
I was in school stressed.
Your life would have changed,
fuck.
Huh? Like, you would have had two kids?
Yeah, because Eli wouldn't have been my first. That's what the fuck that means.
Oh, okay.
Woo. Mm-mm. No. How long was that before Eli?
Maybe a year and a half. Yeah, I had Eli when I was 21, 22.
Those are the burning questions we want to know.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Eli would have been my second.
Back to back, too.
No, thank God.
Yeah, no, thank God. Plus daddy for real.
All a plus daddy for a reason.
Her kid needed to die. It needed to happen.
Jesus.
Oh, his dick plus your vagina equals daddy. Plus daddy.
And now that we've all gotten low. I'm happy that I was able to outlaw everybody, though. Oh, okay. What do you think is the most important anniversary year? If you have 100 of them, what's the most significant? Do they all or is in like a long relationship, is any one of them more important than the other?
I'd say 25 is pretty significant. 25 year anniversary.
Because it's a quarter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quarter.
Definitely.
After 25, the rest of them are shit?
Yeah. I think the rest is like, because you're lucky to even make the rest. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think 25 is probably.
Like, I don't think 50 is that much of a bigger deal than 25.
Yeah, and at 50, are you even, like, able to enjoy it? Like, are you in a state?
Are you clapping cheeks? I'm clapping cheeks at 50.
Like, so right now I'm 33. If y'all I have a 50 year anniversary, 50? I'll be 83. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, am I enjoying it? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you said 50 year.
Yeah,
50.
Yeah, like, okay, I never met someone.
I thought you were talking about 50, like, years old. No.
Isn't there a title for that or something? Don't they call it, like, silver or something? Or
I don't know.
Yeah. Bicentennial.
I think 25 is a good answer.
Yeah, 25.
I think it's 25, yeah. That's pretty much the.
Anybody have a different answer?
I mean, some people celebrate at 10.
I know some people celebrate 5 or 10. Like, I know some, like for instance, like people who do like a courthouse wedding, they'll end up doing like a big party ceremony. Reception for 5 or 10 to kind of, you know, commemorate the wedding or whatever. But for the most part, the 25 years is a big deal.
I don't know why I feel like 10. It's significant only because I feel like if you've been in this bitch 10 years, chances are you're probably going to rock out.
You're going to ride it out.
You've done already been there probably before.
Yeah, if you've done a decade, chances are this shit's solid.
And people still do ceremony at 10.
Oh, for sure.
Because I feel like
they renew their vows and all of that.
Right.
Yeah. A 5-year marriage can still die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's still fairly new.
Because, I mean, 5, you see, like, you still newlyweds up until 3. Really?
But right. Think about it. You like some people have been in 5-year relationships. That's not a long. That's not like a long time. No, seriously.
They're as funny as fuck. Yeah,
it's not like a long time. Think about 5 years ago, 2015. That's not a long time ago.
And when you think about it in terms of marriage, a lot can happen within 5 years. You can end up having kids, and then that adds a different dynamic.
Oh, that changes everything.
That adds a different dynamic to your marriage.
2 minutes. Life can change in 2 minutes. Become $1,000 richer
in 2 minutes. The episode title:
2 minutes.
Life can change in 2 minutes.
What else did I have here? Oh shit! We got a this and that this week. I'm excited. Ooh,
I wasn't expecting that.
Who put that in here?
Get your roll on.
I want to take this time in the meantime because I'm nibbling on a delicious chimney patty. From where, you ask? Look no further. We got that shit from Vegetarian Delight. It's not shit. It's food.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. I knew you were coming for me.
Okay. I appreciate you for catching yourself.
6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, 33023. That is 954-241-7402. 954-241-7402. Give us a call. Come see what we have to offer you. Once again, right now is where you need to be here, taking in preventative measures and eating right. Mm-hmm. Elderberry. Huh? Sea moss. We got it here. We got a little dispenser for it. Pull up! Pull up!
Shout out to my dogs from Things They Didn't Teach You in High School podcast too, man.
That's a great name for a podcast.
Yeah, that's where the CMOS machine came from. It's their CMOS machine that they came up with. So
dope.
Shout out to them, bro.
But speaking of podcasts, Sandra, you have a podcast, right?
Yes, I do. Appreciate it. Yeah. Yes, Talk That Shit. Talk Shit Crew is with me and my
also
friend.
Also a good name.
Yeah, Talk Shit Crew, because that's all we do is talk shit.
Yes.
With my boy JV. Because once I came here, he was like, Sandra, you know I've always been wanting to do a podcast. Can you do a podcast with me? And I'm like, sure. And so we just started.
That's dope. When y'all started?
We started January.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dope shit. So y'all check them out. Talk Shit Crew.
I definitely need y'all to be a guest as well.
Whenever you need us
to pull up.
We'll be there. We'll be there.
Make sure you subscribe to Talk Shit Crew. Yeah,
given social distancing right now, we're doing our best to do our part.
Yeah. Yeah. 6 feet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have here this or that on our hands. Who is the most annoying TV wife? Wendy Bird. From Ozark, Skylar White,
Breaking Bad,
and Tasha St. Patrick.
Most annoying, not even close to me.
Probably worst wife then, if not most annoying.
The worst out of all is Skylar White for sure for me.
I have to go Skylar.
I've never seen Breaking Bad.
Skylar's the
worst. What about Shorty from Married with Children?
Peggy Bundy. Peg?
Yeah.
Ooh, she was bad.
Let's say annoying.
I wouldn't say.
Is that bad or annoying?
She was like a tolerable annoying. Like,
yeah, I could take that.
Al made her. Al was just annoyed with her. She wasn't that
annoying.
That's
what I'm saying, though. Like, in terms
these
of
hoes are terrible.
Annoyed the audience.
And Wendy's not even that annoying. She just got really ambitious out of nowhere.
Wendy Bird is just somebody who's very ambitious. She's
crazy
over.
Bitch.
Yeah, she's
crazy.
Overzealous, bro.
Yeah, she's overzealous, dog.
But Wendy, Skylar White.
Oh, Skylar was the worst.
She fumbled the bag. She cheated on her husband. Yep. Like it's
she made life. She made life hard for him, dog. Like
she used the money that Walter was trying to amass to help save the family.
To give to the nigga she was fucking.
She gave the money to the nigga that she cheated on him with.
Queen.
Did he put her in like a thing?
She wasn't letting that nigga see his kids. She was doing all types of
this
shit.
Is Breaking what Bad?
Yeah.
It's Breaking like a black Bad? Show. What's going on?
And mind you, Walter,
he's a drug dealer.
Walter is dying. Like he has an expiration date that's soon to come.
Yeah.
That's why he got into the business of selling drugs.
Mm-hmm. Great show. It's probably the best show ever made.
I feel like I watched it.
All right, guys. I just realized that I missed the subject, so we're going back.
Okay, yeah, that's dope.
Back.
I saw this on Facebook, and I'm happy that we have a woman here to discuss it with us.
A classic woman.
A classic woman, if you will. This comes from a woman named Brianna Patete. It's a P-A-T-E-T-E, I believe it's Patete.
Patete.
Okay, Patete. I'm like, you're laughing at me like it's not Patete. It is Patete.
Yeah, Brianna Patete.
Patete. She says, if you're pregnant right now and y'all aren't married, give that baby your last name. I cannot stress that enough. Update. I see a lot of people asking why, and here's why I say this. A lot of changes happen after birth. The process of changing a name is a hassle, and it's easier for doctor appointments and traveling if the baby has the same last name as the mother or primary parent. Also, sometimes the guy doesn't really deserve the last name. Parentheses, being uninvolved throughout pregnancy and or the baby's life. Close parentheses. But for one thing's for sure, and two things for damn sure, I don't care what anybody else does with their kid. I'm entitled to my opinion, though. Sandra, does that make sense?
I don't disagree entirely. Like, if the father is not in the child's life at all, then yes, the child can have, you know, your last name. But if the father is present, yes, give the child his last name. Like, my daughter have her father last name.
I
didn't even think about having my daughter...
Take your last name.
Yeah, I'm not married. We were together, but we broke up. But still,
now I'm gonna
I
say
never
this.
Thought of that.
Every time I've ever gotten on a plane with my son or, like, went to a doctor's appointment, it's super easy. Because him and I have the same fucking last name. Mm. So I guess my question to you is the different last name, has it ever been a hurdle? Is it a hurdle?
sometimes when it comes to school, because they assume that I'm married with the father.
Okay.
That's so the only thing I hate.
So they call her Miss Pierre Jean, your daughter's, hey.
And I'm like, no, I'm Miss Augustine. I'm not, you know. That's the only thing I hate. Yeah. And that's usually like in school.
And it's a one-time thing.
Yeah. Because I correct. I'm like, no, I'm a single mother. And that's it.
Yeah, because I know Elijah's mother deals with it. They hit it with the Miss Pierre. He's like, ha ha, no, not Miss Pierre.
Right. Yeah. That's the only time. But other than that, yeah. It's all good.
Fellas, how do you guys feel about it? Do you agree? Yeah. That unmarried women should give their children their own last names, or do you think it should stay traditional?
If you two agree, if you two agree on that, that's fine. Go for it. But for me personally, I want my child
niggas
to have.
Niggas not gonna agree to that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So no, but I want a nigga who's not gonna be in the child's life.
Yeah, but he's not gonna say, yeah, go ahead. Yeah. The child's gonna, you know, you think Future gonna be like, no, I don't want.
Yeah.
You should have said nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not saying shit. He ain't even saying shit.
I'm so mad at everyone's example of a deadbeat is Future.
Because the worst thing about Future is none of us know how he is as a father.
But
the line is deadbeat. It's too late.
Right. Yeah.
But, I want my kid to have my last name, bro. Like, that's just, it's not up for debate. My last name. Oski Napoli is my kid. My last name.
That's fair.
And then if my child has my last name, then they're going to assume that her father has my last name as well. So yeah. It's still going to be annoying.
It's weird. Like, just give that kid. What's weird, though, is the moms that have, like, four or five kids with five different last names.
Oof.
I mean, but what else are you going to do?
Yeah. I mean, that shit gets tricky.
Oh, your mother's experienced.
Hey, the mom forgets the kids' last names. Is it Jones or Smith?
That's crazy. Last name? I never thought about that. Imagine like four kids, four last names under one roof.
Jesus.
She legit would have to do roll call in her house.
Johnson.
Johnson.
Jameson. Robertson.
Smith.
We're
in Miami. So there's a Pierre in there somewhere. We're in Miami, so there's a Pierre in there somewhere.
What do you think? What's your thoughts?
I can only look at, like, I'm a single father. That's the only way I can see it. There's no way in hell.
Right.
Like, honestly, I'm so petty. I don't even know if I would financially contribute to a shit that wasn't Pierre Lewis. Why would I do that?
Right.
That's not mine. He doesn't have on my jersey.
That's true.
If you want to be petty, raise him by yourself. You gave him your daddy last name. Find that nigga.
And how does that work when the father is still signing the birth certificate?
Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't that weird?
If you're gonna sign it, that's where you do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have kids, but part of me feels like if she were to explain all the hassles and loops and hurdles that she would have to jump through because the child has a different last name, I'd be inclined to hear her out.
It's only jumping through her. Well,
I'd be inclined to hear her out. At least listen to her. But I think at the end of the day, I'm going to ask for the child to have my last name.
Right. I think that's where you're going to lean.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to lean. But her reasoning that she stated here, this is not unreasonable.
No, right. I think if the nigga isn't even involved.
Evolve, right.
Why go through the trouble of appeasing him
for sure.
Where you can make things easy for yourself?
For sure.
Right.
I agree. That's what I said.
That's the part I agree
That's
to.
What I said. If he's not going to be around, then yeah.
Right.
Because why not give him the last name of the people who support you?
Why make your life hard for somebody? You know, he's not going to be there anyway, right. So why make your life hard?
But if he's there,
then that's a different story.
Yeah. For sure.
Today, we have a goddamn doozy of a DM diary. Brother, let me tell you. Ben, when you're done dying in the corner, can you please play that music? I want you to know that when I watched the YouTube video, we can still see you.
I told them that.
Okay? We can still see you, Ben.
And it's clear. It's obvious.
It's really pointless. It gives me comfort. Because you come up foggy as fuck.
Come up with a cloud full of smoke.
Maybe if he blew the smoke down. But he doesn't.
But even still.
He comes up.
Even still, because you can see his head.
I do that. Not every time.
He can still see his head.
It gives me comfort, okay?
Okay, fine.
It gives me comfort.
He thinks if there's ever a screenshot, you can't see his finger to his mouth. That's what's on his mind, being recorded.
Okay.
Corporate thugging, that's why. CTE.
To the day I die. That's the way I'm going.
Straight up. Go Go ahead, Ben. What's up, y'all boys? You thought you was gonna DM innocent women and be safe? Fuck, nigga, we got you. You can't run. We here, little bitch. Hey, heyo, you are a weirdo.
You are a weirdo.
Sending pictures of your dick.
Your little dick, your little dick.
Bitch, we gon' tell.
We gon' tell.
Your secrets.
Oh, oh,
hey. Your secrets, now save with us.
Save.
We gon' tell.
We gon' tell.
Your secrets.
Oh, oh,
yes, we are. You just became a victim of the DM diary. You a bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
You a bitch boy.
Bitch
a bitch boy.
A bitch boy. Break it down.
What your bitch at? Thought you was gonna skate, didn't you? No, we in your ass, 305, motherfucker. Yeah.
Holy, we know what you're talking
you
about,
you bitch ass boy.
Oh.
All right, okay. So this shit here is a fucking doozy. Let me pull it up. Here we go. All right. This comes from a good brother of ours, okay? Hardly do we ever get men submitting to the DM diary, but our good brother has been wrong. I'm not going to say his name, but he says, so I matched with this girl on Tinder that lived in my area. Now, mind you, it's weird that she's so forward off rip, so I had to do some investigate. It checks out that she graduated from my high school, but so, I mean, I guess she's not so fake. So these are the DMs. Hold on. And they say, he says, so here are the DMs. Big shout out to y'all boys. I love the podcast. Y'all get me through shit like this. Please don't include my name. okay, first message is, it says here, I did. It was very small and Republican. Ha ha ha. I don't know what they were talking about, but that's her. She says, you have very nice lips, by the way. He goes, and you do too. We should test them together sometime. Okay. Smooth. She goes, wait, did you go to blank high? When did you graduate? And then she goes, yes, I agree with that. And he goes, 2016, but the sooner the better. Oh, they're trying to link up. She goes, it's crazy. Who would have thought? I bet you're such a good kisser. He goes, why don't you come and find out? Now you got me intrigued on the kissing. Oh, she goes, ha ha, I would if I could. He goes, when did you graduate? Oh, you can't tease me like that. She goes, sorry, I'll stop. I graduated in 2019. So I think you were a senior when I was a freshman. He goes, nah, I was only joking. But yeah, interesting.
So
so they're back and forth. And then he said, all I did my senior year was play ball and sleep, nothing else. I'm happy I matched with you. And she goes, wait, you're fine, fine. You're 6'5 and you're fine too? Well, shit. And she was like, how tall? He said, how tall are you? She said, I'm 5'6". She goes, I'll be staring up at you. He goes, ooh, I like. That's the perfect height. I can dominate you.
Oh, wow.
She says, it makes sense. You'd have complete control over me. Besides, I like feeling small compared to giant men like you. He goes, what if I'm too much for you? And then she goes, you might be. I'm pretty small. You demolish me.
Oh, fuck.
And he goes, I would love to take control. And yeah, I think I'm so crazy when it comes to sex. And then she goes, I kind of assume so.
How did you assume that?
Says, I have a fantasy about being demolished by giant men. And then he asks, I believe, wait, she says, he says, do you have any siblings? Because you look familiar. She goes, I do. I have a twin brother. And a bunch of my cousins went to blank high. And then he goes,
A twin brother.
Do you like giving head? And then she goes, I love giving head. and I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I've been told that I'm the best. Okay, they keep flirting for a while, right? Here's where it gets cool.
And that's in the DM.
Yes.
They haven't exchanged numbers.
No.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Okay. Now.
Red flag.
He goes, do you have a snap? She says, no, I don't, unfortunately. So he says, at this point, he goes to her page, right? And he's in the page, and then he says, I'm doing some investigating. It checks out she graduated from my school, but when I went to her page, I see that she has hashtag trans lives matter in one of her pictures. And then he looks through more of the pictures, and then all of them are hashtag with a bunch of trans hashtags. So he says, so I confront him. And then look for the message with the confrontation.
I confront him.
He says, I have a question. She goes, yeah, sure. He says, are you trans? She goes, yeah. How did you know? He says, there's nothing wrong with it, but I wouldn't have said all that shit if I knew that. And then she goes, so you're not interested anymore? And she's blocked. My dog was this close to sucking a dick. You hear me? My man was this close.
He would have left. He would have left. He wouldn't have pulled, man, the Bobby V.
That.
A Bobby V.
That's a wild.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Wild DM situation.
That's crazy as fuck, bro.
But all
he
I'm
said
saying,
he matched with her on Tinder.
Yeah.
Red flag number one.
My nigga, when women are matching the guys like that,
that's red flag.
And you meet them online. Bro, women are not eager to red meet flag. Up with you from online, bro.
Red flag.
That's for sure.
I'm never on a defensive, bro. Always on offensive.
Red
if
flag.
I'm ever on a defensive, true. Brother, it don't
it's
make no
not
sense.
Good, make no sense.
You about to get right. set up, bro. You going to pull up. You going to get robbed.
I'm telling
shot.
You, if somebody is really interested in you, you're not going to have that DM for a long. Like, you're going to give out your number or
FaceTime, something.
Something, yeah.
Something then, leads up to the pull up, bro. It don't just pull up from
I
the
I went to this motherfucker's Instagram. This old brick face ass nigga, bro. No. Strong chin, Bruce Wayne chin ass nigga.
Really? Yeah.
Alec Baldwin face ass boy.
No, should have had your suspicions a little earlier, big dog, but I'm not going to judge you. That's not nigga, what we're here to do.
You trying to dominate that man, bro?
That's wow. crazy.
These niggas out here wilding, man. And no comment to the people of that community, but being no comfortable in your lifestyle and living your truth, as people like to say, doesn't mean you can lie to me.
It's not even right? a matter of lying, can, but it's like
yeah,
because
technically...
Not she, offering
she,
up information.
She, yeah, she didn't.
Yeah, she's
but at no, the end no, of but, the day, but can we all agree that omitting is another variation or cousin
saying.
Of lying?
I
omitting
so.
is just as bad in certain cases.
Like, when I'm reading the conversation, like, I didn't see a place where you could slip that in. Where was the opportunity?
Oh, I'm gonna kiss her.
Yeah,
oh,
they're talking
the,
about
by
lips
the way,
and
I'm
shit.
A trans.
Yeah, yeah, we talk about lips, mm. kissing and shit. Where was this opportunity to say, hey, I'm a boy?
I am a good dick sucker.
You knew me.
They normally obviously, don't come out like that.
Obviously, you knew me from back in high school. You knew me back then as a straight male. You need to leave.
Does
with that.
She really have a twin brother? Was she talking about herself?
Could, oh my God.
That's what I'm trying to figure
oh,
out.
Oh shit.
I was thinking about a twin. It was no twin, it was her.
It was him.
Because you went to high school
now
with
I'm
me.
Him, her.
He's a twin. Oh,
it's confusing.
It was that nigga. The nigga with the dick.
That is funny as fuck. Could you imagine this dumb fuck trying to think, what is she, which girl was this?
Because when she, right. said that, when she said that, I thought he caught up because he said,
Yeah.
That was his response. He
is
said,
it really?
Hmm.
It said, Next message. Do you like giving head?
Yeah. No, he went right before the shits.
You know, unfortunately, sometimes... Horny so. Blinds niggas, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yes,
if you weren't so horny,
get that nut
you could have
off and
saw
then,
this.
And then go respond. And you would know how you really
And this
did.
Was during quarantine time. Because, you know,
it
like, niggas
been,
niggas.
Yeah. I want to know what picture he saw of her that made him, like, happy that he matched with her. Like,
for real.
If you're
the
saying
that she was so eager to fuck made him happy to match with
you
her.
You saying she had a Bruce Wayne jaw. I want to see.
Let me, matter of fact.
Crimson chin, boy.
We can go straight to the goddamn yeah.
Cincinnati.
What you
Crimson
saw
chin
what you
boy?
Saw that made you like click on the shit like
chinchilla.
Yeah, nigga.
Goddamn, where is it? Come on.
This chair's killing me.
This right here.
Yeah, I mean that she does look like a female.
Let me see. But if you go to her page,
I'm trying to
or if
see
you go
the
to the
page,
page just, you go to the page.
Y'all just need to be careful, okay?
I just said go to the page. I ain't saying nothing.
Because these trans, they're getting better and better as far as looks.
I don't gotta worry about that shit, bro.
Ain't nobody that good. Ain't nobody that good.
No, I'm serious.
Because no. At this point, I'm only dating single mothers. At this point, I'm done.
So you got to make sure she's a woman, right?
Yeah, that's it.
There's no vet.
Show me your C-section scars, or we can't be together.
There's something. There's no need to vet.
Okay. Show me a baby with your face, or we can't. No, because fuck, bro, I'm not doing that. Hey, if you ever hear I killed myself, that's why. Right. Somebody bamboozled me and made me gay without my permission. I'm not going out like that.
Twin brother.
Could you believe the twin brother shit?
That's smooth. That
it's so smooth. It's smooth.
Shim should be ashamed of Shimself. Seriously. All
right, man. All right.
What? Say it again.
Shim should be ashamed of Shimself.
Shimself is a contender. It has to be.
The Shim is a big motherfucker, like a fat motherfucker. Can we call him Shim Who?
There we go. Come on, now we're thinking, guys. Now you got your cooking.
We cooking up?
Now we're cooking. Oh my God. I'm trying to find the Instagram of this strong jaw motherfucker, but it's not coming up, man.
You just show it to us.
No, but it's not
that's
the page.
That's a screenshot.
Shim Carrey.
All right.
Shimmy Neutron.
Shim Jones.
Hell nah.
Shimmy Cricket. Okay, all right. We have now reached the Ask a Nigga section of our program.
This is gonna be
hey, Shimmy Cricket, though. I like it, guys.
Shimmy Cricket is fucking hilarious. Shim Jim. Oh shit.
Shim Shady. Okay.
Oh shit. Oh shit.
No, we're gonna get so much trouble for this.
Whatever you already been for, I'm sorry. It's fucking Ricky being unprofessional. And spewing out hate speech on our podcast.
No, I'm not. No.
Okay. They're people too, Ricky.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, hey. Bitch, you got a ass. Old real nigga. Ride with your boy. Ask. Old real. You want a real nigga? Ask a real nigga. Black as fuck, boy. Like a gun trigger. Nigga. Follow me on Twitter. Nigga. Bitch, you big, I'm bigger. Nigga. Know I'm quick to hit him. Nigga. About to roll a spliffer. Nigga. Chris. Right, this one her comes from Pretty Red Bone 24 on the Instagram. Hey guys, I don't know if you've seen the Joe Budden Maddie convo, but I have a question for you guys. We've kind of touched on this on my first Ask a Real Nigga question, but I don't think you, but you guys don't think that dudes play a part in things getting out of hand in the situation. So okay, let's say if she invites herself over every day. Calls you often. You guys go out, but then say she's crazy for thinking it's more. When do dudes set boundaries? He's not being nice. He's leading her on or enabling the bullshit. There is no way you can say a dude is smashing raw, spending all this time cuddling ETC, and she's the only one who thinks that's more. All I hear is you not taking responsibility and accountability for your feelings. Mm-hmm. Because If you're doing all this shit, and he says he doesn't feel a thing, and you feel something's wrong with you,
it doesn't necessarily have to be something is wrong with you. You just have the wrong idea.
I mean, because I did watch the Joe Live, and if a woman is doing all of those things, but the nigga still maintains that it is what it is, like, I mean, what else is there? There's this concept of people doing boyfriend things. It doesn't exist. Either I am or I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, but if you made it clear from the beginning that you guys are not going to be an item, and you guys are doing those things, like, whose fault is it? Like, if you guys have both come to the agreement in the beginning, like, hey, we're not gonna ever be in a relationship, whatever, whatnot, but you guys are cuddling and you guys are having unprotected sex and you're doing the boyfriend girlfriend thing, and somebody starts catching feelings, like, whose fault is that?
If you feel as if you can't handle that situation, remove yourself.
It's easier said than done.
If you can't fuck raw and be friends, remove yourself. If you're not built like that, remove yourself.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't built this way. I don't know why you would play that game if you're not built like that.
And at the very least, I feel like it'd be good for somebody to just, I don't know, have a refresher. Like, have a re-clarifying conversation.
You got to revisit the license agreement.
Revisit the license agreement.
You
got to
see the terms and conditions. Bitch, you clicked.
And if you got questions about the agreement, go over it with the other party.
Communication, I think, is the key with that situation.
And that's basically what you just summed it up. Just have another conversation.
Yeah.
If it's not where you want it to be, or if you want to test the waters and he still says no, go. Yeah.
Because she referred it to enabling the bullshit. Mm-hmm. So, like, because I accept her raw pussy, I accept her kindness, I accept her love, that's me enabling? Like... So because I don't want a girlfriend, I shouldn't want those perks?
Yeah.
I shouldn't want the love she's giving?
Yeah.
Is that what this, I should decline the love?
I'm sorry, I'm not doing that.
And there's people out there who are willing to give it, and you agreed to giving it. You were one of those people. So where's the foul?
I'm trying to understand. You want me to just say, no love, I can't accept your love because I'm not going to be your boyfriend?
Right.
I think it's fucking insane. Sandra, can you speak for your people?
I mean, nowadays things have changed. Especially females are savages.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Females are listen.
Females are the ones now.
They, yeah, we got nigga mentality now. Mm. So
thank God you guys caught up.
No, seriously.
Thank God.
We're savages. So
we're just happy because you get more pussy now.
Not more, just less argumentative. You know what I mean?
True.
It's not any more than it used to be. Women still gotta fuck. They just don't cry as much when they have to fucking leave.
Exactly.
Like, when it's over, yeah, it's less hullabaloo.
We're getting used to it now. It's like, whatever.
Bro, because relationships and marriage is dying. Because women don't have to play that game anymore.
Yeah.
They don't have to be cheated on. They don't have to be held financially ransom. They don't have to take multiple families. So when you fucking remove all the women stuck in marriages that they hate, like, who's getting married and for what? Who's benefiting from this shit?
A lot of people and for love.
Not enough people.
Whatever.
Not the majority of them.
Whatever you love, assassin.
I know. You're in a prehistoric, archaic institution, my friend.
Archaic?
Archaic.
And it's not going to get better.
No.
But I wish you returned it. I wish you returned it. Forever and ever. I love your family. But marriage is dead.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So no 10-year celebration?
No. Look, I don't mind having an anniversary. I'll be with a bitch forever.
And I don't celebrate. Mind that. And I yeah. celebrate.
No, I don't mind celebrating. I don't want to be married to her. For what? Ooh. I don't see what that does for anybody's life. all it's going to do is give her the ability to ruin mine. Yeah. That's all you're giving her. It's the keys to fucking up your life. Other than that, let's just go together forever. What does it hurt you for?
Go together.
Taxes? Fuck you. Let's go together forever.
Taxes and
unless you want the ability to ruin me.
Benefits, too.
What kind of benefits?
Gifts. So if you pass away.
If I make you my beneficiary, by not being. I don't, like, you don't need it. Donations. It is outdated. It is archaic. Niggas don't even do it in the church anymore because it's no longer about Jesus. Okay, it's not been about Jesus in a very long time. Like, most of the traditions you do in a wedding are outdated. Motherfuckers are still having best men and fathers handing off bitches in white dresses. That slut you're handing off to me? In a white dress?
Right.
Jumping over the fucking broom for what?
Yeah.
Something old, something new. For what? All that something old blue. Dumb shit. It's stupid, old, dated shit. It's ridiculous. And it's dead, and I'm happy marriage is finally dying. It's time. It's time it died.
Nerve of them having a veil over your face.
For what?
I still want to get wiped up, though.
That vagina ain't had a veil in years.
A veil.
That shit been peeled back.
Didn't even wear drawers.
Remember, we were on the show, we were talking about the history of groomsmen. And how groomsmen were initially guys who were supposed to hold your woman down and make her marry you in case she wouldn't marry you willingly.
Jeez.
Disgusting.
That's what this shit is founded on, these traditions.
Right, it's just, some of those traditions are trash when you find out what they're really about.
Nibudi. Hold on, wait, I'm looking for my very next ask a real nigga question. Hold on. Okay, this right here. This is another Ask a Real Nigga that says, don't say my Twitter.
Don't say my
Twitter. Don't say her name.
What's up with you secret agent ass
Here's
niggas,
the thing.
Bro?
Sometimes, if you want to get a real answer, you don't want everybody knowing who's asking the questions. I respect it.
Especially if your boyfriend listens to the podcast.
She's one of them. She was like, hey, you guys, first and foremost, my boyfriend and I listen to this podcast, so he's going to know this is me. So we're having a conversation about me loving our son more than I love him. But listen, like, why would I love a nigga who I'm not married to more than my son? He said he was here first, and that's understandable, but you're not my husband. He says, don't say my Twitter name. Cry face. Does she have a point?
She does. Low
so
key.
You shouldn't put some nigga who's not your husband before your child.
Correct.
Yeah, correct.
Even if he's been there longer.
Correct.
Yeah.
That nigga could peace
Come
out.
Come on. That's my child.
I'm just asking.
9 months.
Correct.
Come on. But yeah, you've been there longer, but I carried you for 9 months.
I mean, if
big
we
difference.
Put, if we put the clock in how many times I've been in you, it's close to.
Come on.
All right,
okay.
The
thing
about it
I tried to reach.
Yeah, no.
I tried to reach.
I ain't gonna lie, your joke just threw me off. That's what you're laughing. I can't even answer
I tried
the question
to reach.
Anymore.
No, I mean, I agree. Like, I don't know how you could put a boyfriend before your child. I totally agree with putting your husband before your child. He's the factory.
That's what the Bible says. You're supposed to put your spouse before your children.
But no.
Any, when you're married.
Any single parent should be putting their kid
first. Of course.
Right.
Sure. I don't think
for
there's
sure.
any.
I don't think.
I agree.
I agree with you. And you are your fucking boyfriend is a
yeah,
fucking
he
narcissist.
Chill.
He's a fucking narcissist and he's just like me. Because that's the kind of dedication that I demand, okay?
Your boyfriend must be Haitian.
Let me see what her last name is. Oh, of course. Her fucking Instagram name has Haitian in it.
Oh, yeah.
Say less.
Yeah.
Say less.
Yeah. Okay.
He just narrowed it out.
Haitian, yeah, I'm sorry. He knows who you
that's
are.
That's a hint.
He knows who you are. I hope he doesn't beat you. I hope he's not one of those Haitian guys.
Yeah, for real.
I really do. Benissi, final thoughts.
Come back to me.
Richard, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Hey man, make sure you guys check out the clip of Sandra on Quarantine Radio.
Oh my god. No, don't
it's
do
legendary.
That.
Legendary.
If you need the link, hit me up. You know I got it.
Yeah.
Fuck
up. Plus, you know you got it.
I have two different angles. I have the one without the comments. Just hit me up.
Wow.
That's the fire one.
And I got the one you about to drop next week, the future shit.
And I want to thank Sandra for coming on the podcast. Appreciate you.
Thank Christopher. You. I'm happy to be here.
Yay! Christopher, final thoughts.
Final thoughts are follow the podcast on social media at NWO Podcast on Instagram, at the NWO Podcast on Twitter.
Sandra, any final thoughts this evening?
If you're going to request to be live with a celebrity or whoever, just be prepared for anything. Just be prepared.
Solid advice. I fuck with that. Ben, any final thoughts this evening?
As always, thank you for coming on the show, Sandra. And thank
you're
you
welcome.
For all the listeners out there. Make sure to visit our website. And I leave you with some words spoken by Boosie Badass. Well, not by him especially, not by him particularly, but the same song. I pull up at the club, VIP.
Mm-hmm.
Gas tank on E.
Mm-hmm.
But all drinks on me.
That's right.
Wipe me down.
Yes.
Now, although they spoke about wiping your friend down if they happen to be fresh to death, I want all of you to wipe yourselves down in soap, water, sanitize your hands.
How can that not be song of the week? Okay, whatever. I'll play nice.
Don't be dirty. Protect yourselves. Protect your family.
Amen to that.
My final thought is you niggas need to learn what your girlfriend's type is, bro. The enemy could be right under your nose. You'll never know, bro. Look for the African nigga in the room. Ben, song of the week?
To celebrate and honor the performance, the riveting performance that Classic Woman put on on quarantine radio.
Quarantine.
This week's song of the week comes at the hands of Waka Flocka Flame.
Waka Flocka Flame.
Round of applause.
Round of applause.
Shout out my vegan homie.
Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast. Peace.
Excuse me. Shout out to me.
KY Engineer. I love going to crawl, man.
Hey, bro, you got some? Buy me one again, bro. I fuck with me. I'll see you now.
Round of applause. Baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Round of applause, baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Let me see you bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, baby, drop it to the floor and bust it, 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 bust it. Drop it down and shook. Bounce that ass, shake that ass like the twerk team. Hair long, ass fat, shout at me. That girl look like Halle Berry when I'm on the beats. When I hit the scene, girls yelling and they scream. Flocka, can you be my baby daddy? Pimping like I'm Dolomite, hoes up in my caddy. Smoke like I got cataract. In the strip club throwing up them stacks. Got racks on top of racks. Bust that puss, make that ass clap, clap, clap. I ain't done with you, baby, bring that ass back. Still got 20, still got 50s, even got them hundreds. Throw some money, I'ma let it go. Waka Flocka Flame, better known as Mr. Round let it go. Baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Round of applause, baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Let me see you bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, baby, drop it to the floor and bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, but bust it, bust it, drop it down and
bust it like you can't afford a car. You a star, you look in the mirror, you know who you are, right? Cool, take it low, take it way lower than that. I fly private when I go, ain't no layover on that. Yeah, I made it to the top, took a seat, still sitting, man. I'm up at stadium in D.C., still tipping, man. She could've paid tuition 5 times, still stripping. I just throw a couple bills and she'll have a pair of heels. Oh no, there I go, magic tricking on your ass, throwing every president except for Nixon on your ass. Make you rich, I feel like I should make commission on your ass. Wonder what you'd ever do if I went missing on your
round
ass.
Round of applause, baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Round of applause, baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Let me see you bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, baby, drop it to the floor and bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, but bust it, bust it, bust it, drop it down and chill.
Throwing up stacks, OMG, SMH when I'm on next stage. Pouring rosé all on her ass. A round of applause, baby, pop that pussy. Drop it down for me, girl, do a split. Do you smoke, girl, got a zip. White Remy Martin, who won a sip? 4-5 on my hip, but I can't run deep. And every word I say is slurring. Vision, man, is blurring. Drunk too much liquor, smoke too much weed. Bitch, I'm on too much heat.
Y'all believe me.
And up a strip club, shawty, I'm a big tipper. 200, then I pull down my zipper. Shawty says she want me and she wanna meet my crew. Squad, niggas know we go hard.
round of applause. Baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Round of applause. Baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that ass clap. Let me see you bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it. Baby, drop it to the floor and bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it. Drop it, bust it.